From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rubble-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for the bombing of hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. A procession carrying the body of Thailand's king, Apunipon Adunyadej, has arrived at the Grand Palace in Bangkok. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with the Nigerian vice president Thursday in Abuja. He denied recent press reports that the girls were exchanged for captured Boko Haram militants. This is VOA. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday that he's agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with a Marxist rebel group in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire agreement between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, was due to expire at the end of October, but will now extend through the end of the year. Santos is engaged in ongoing negotiations with FARC representatives and opposition politicians to strike a new peace deal, though expectations for a deal remain low. FARC leaders refuse to budge on the already signed peace accord, and opponents say the rebels need to accept tougher terms. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure that nobody, IS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. Turning to American politics, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama told Clinton supporters in New Hampshire that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on women could not be dismissed.
This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Additionally, in interviews with the New York Times on Wednesday, two women accused Trump of allegedly touching them inappropriately, claims a Republican spokesman called fiction. The report was followed by a stream of similar allegations from several other women, putting more pressure on Trump. A Dutch court ruled on Friday that prosecutors can move ahead with charges of hate speech against right-wing politician Geert Wilders for his perceived anti-Muslim remarks. Wilders asked judges during a preliminary hearing to throw out the charges, calling the prosecution a politically motivated witch hunt aimed at hurting him in the March election. In his ruling, however, a judge rejected Wilders' claims, saying that the prosecution will have no effect on his political freedoms or that of his party. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.